Alrighty, hello everyone, and welcome to From Heartache to Joy. I am Gretchen Pritz, and I am here today with the lovely Jessica. Now you told me how to say it, and I can't say it.
Frameen.
Welcome, Jessica. So happy to have you here.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm so happy to be here again with you all lovely people and you, Gretchen. Yeah.
Awesome. Awesome.
Yeah.
So we're going to talk a lot today, guys, about pain. We're going to, Jessica's the queen of pain, and her goal is to really help all of us banish chronic pain in our body. So if you guys don't know Jessica or haven't worked with Jessica, she was born with a gift. So she's dedicated her life to sharing this gift with others, and she's contributed to people, animals, Mother Earth, just really being of service to others. She's she's empathic, intuitive, energy medicine healer, and alchemist. Jessica's turned around the lives of countless of people of her clients. So she helps them with suffering, those that are suffering from depression, anxiety, stress, panic attacks, chronic pain, and inflammation. Jessica's known for helping people find themselves back, getting back to their lives. Her mission is to be of service to as many people as possible to help people increase the quality of their lives, starting with their health, which is the bedrock of a happy and abundant life. So welcome, Jessica.
And thank you so much
for being here. This is going to be a powerful call in that where Jessica's going to be working one-on-one with as many of you as she can in the next hour, as well as she's going to take us through a group process to really help us alleviate some of the pain that we're experiencing right now. So we're going to do that as well. But before we dive in, I really, Jessica, we're in a time, like, this is why it's such an important time for you to come on and share your gift with kind of helping us with our pain. It's, you know, 2021, everyone's talking about 2021, right? Like ascension, we're moving into 5D and all of this, and it's bliss and it's going to be great and blah, blah, blah. But a side effect of that, right, is pain in our body because we're really getting rid of all that junk. So I'd love for you to kind of talk about that and why it's so important now to really be working on that pain relief.
Yeah, so important, especially if you have had pain for a long, long time and you don't want to have that with you when you would step into 5D. And that's why the pain often go up now in 2021 and even in 2020. I think it was like that also. So now is the time to get rid of all the baggage, the junk, the shit, the pain, because we can't have that with us. When we're going to live in 5D, we're going to live in the magical life. And then we can't have the pain with us, the struggle. And it's time.
Yeah,
that
it is
goal.
Time.
Yeah,
it is time. It really is. Yeah. It really is. So many of us have been holding on to that for so long. So it really is time. So I think you talked about wanting to do a group process right away at the beginning to kind of take us through and help alleviate some of our struggles right now. So do you want to dive into that?
Yes.
Awesome.
Absolutely. And I'm going to yarning a lot. And when I'm yarning, that's a good indication. That's when the pain's relieved and things are clearing out from your body and energy field. So, just find a comfortable place to lie down or sit down, whatever you prefer. And you can close your eyes if you want that. Just don't do it if you drive a car. And take a few deep breaths and connect with your beautiful body. Thank you. You can ask your barriers to go down, seen and unseen. You don't have to do anything. Just ask them to go down, and they will go down. And are you willing to give up the things that created the pain? You can say yes if you want that. Oh, great. Wow. Ooh. Thank you so much. Can ask for your highest good to come to you. Thank you. Will you let me in so I can work with you? You can say yes if you want that. Thank you. Okay, I will start to clear out everything that isn't yours. Clear out all the pain from this lifetime and other lifetime. Clear ancestral line karma. Clear out entities that created pain in your body. Clear out trauma from this lifetime, another lifetime that's created pain in your body. I will clear out other people's pain that you carry around. If you're an empath, you certainly do that. Clear out stress, fear, anger, anxiety, frustration. Now you can direct the energy where you have pain. You can ask the energies to go where you have the pain in your body. If the pain goes up, take a few deep breaths. If your body wants to move, you can move your body and help the energies to go through your body. I also do psychic surgery. I work with, like a surgeon, work with different energies, so the healing goes even deeper. I do that now. It can be like lasers. To heal the pain from where it started, from the root. Ask to reduce all the inflammation from your body. Cause the pain and other body issues. Ask your barriers to go down even more, even in the back. Ask you one more time, are you willing to give up the things that raises the pain? You can say yes. One more time. Thank you. Sometimes it can take a little while to give up those things. You don't have to figure out what it is. Just say it and that you are willing. Oh. I'll ask all those energies to continue to work on everyone who needs it under the whole call. So, just slowly go back. Move your body, touch your body, wiggle your toes and fingers. Take a few deep breaths. Open your eyes. Drink some water. Thank you so much. Gretchen, are you there?
I am. What happened?
What happened with you?
Yeah, so I had a headache, like just like pressure in my mm-hmm. head when we started, and I can feel it releasing now. Like I can see clearer, and I can feel it starting to release. So thank you for that.
Yeah, you're so welcome. I'm so glad to hear that.
Awesome.
How is everyone doing?
Yeah, I'd love to hear how everybody's doing too. Please write in and let us know how you are doing, how you are feeling. While they're doing that, Jessica, what really is the cause behind our chronic pain? Like what is causing it, and why is it just so hard to get rid of?
Yeah, often it can be emotional pain, such as stress, frustration, anxiety, fear, anger, and it also can be when you're making yourself small. And when you don't choose what is best for you, you say just yes, yes to everyone, but you don't want to do it. Instead of saying, no, I choose for me now, what works for me. When you don't do that, the pain can start also. And just like people pleasing, you know? And also inflammation, and if you are an empath, you often carry around and feel other people's pain, so it can be other people's pain, and if it is other people's pain, it can be very hard to heal also, so you have to learn a little bit about that and clear out other people's energies and pain, and it can be trauma from this lifetime and other lifetimes. So, such as if you have an accident or someone hurt you or yelling at you or put you down, like narcissistic people or something like that, the pain goes, the emotions that's created go, turn into pain. And when you judge your body and yourself, that also creates pain. And ancestral line karma and entities also creates pain. So it's many, many things that can create pain. And often trauma is from this lifetime, another lifetime, that certainly creates pain, a lot of pain. So it's many different kinds. Many things.
Yeah, I felt like you were... When you were reading that list, I was checking the box beside all of them. I'm like, cool. Yep, got that. Yep, got that.
Yeah.
So I can see why it can be complicated then, because when you have all of these different energies and issues that are contributing to the pain.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, interesting.
It's a lot of things,
Yeah. Well, and you know, as I look through your work and what you do, like I mean, the results people have are incredible. Like I'm just looking at a few of these now. Like someone's pain in their toe completely disappeared after one session, and they can walk. They can walk on their heels again. What else did I see here? A long time suffering from migraines. I wish I would have known that years ago when I was suffering from migraines, because those are, those are nasty. And yeah. They're now a thing of the past for this person that I'm reading. Like it's just story after story of yeah. people really releasing their pain when working with you. I'd love to hear some stories from you, from your perspective when you were working with people, how those results showed up.
Yes, absolutely. I can, let me see here. One person was suffering from anxiety, stress, and anger. After one session, she felt good and felt calm and unusually open, more open to show and talk about how she feels and not so angry anymore like she used to be. And the pain disappeared in her toe completely. Which is so nice. So she can walk in high heels again. She's very happy about that. And that was a lot of, she has suffering from anxiety a long time and stress and anger. That's created the pain a lot for her. So that's there you can see what the emotional stuff can do.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
that makes perfect sense.
Yeah, and one person who she has been depressed and been on antidepressive medicine for 3 years. They have helped her extend, but often she was tired and feel hopeless. And then she took a session and get rid of the back pain, and she felt totally different, and her energy became more vibrant and more harmonious and more calm. So that's beautiful. That was depression because of that. Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
When you're able to release that pain, like I think for many of us, we kind of learn to just live with the pain, you know? Like
yeah.
it's just like, well, nothing's gonna work, and
yeah.
like it's just part of my life. And then
yeah.
when you're able to release it, especially those that of us that have had it for a long time, like
yeah.
you realize how much it was holding you back, and like how much it was causing extra anxiety, extra depression, all of
yeah.
those things. So, I know for me in particular, I've had on and off issues with pain, and it really, like you have to think twice about like somebody wants to go for a hike. Well,
yeah.
you know, like I was having knee pain, and it's kind of like, well, I don't
yeah.
know if I'll be able to make it back down the hill, you know?
Oh.
So those kind of things just really, I've since released that, but at the time it was like, oh, like you just have to worry about those
yeah.
things. You're constantly
yeah.
stressing about them.
Yeah. And they take over many people's lives.
Yeah.
So they don't,
for
yeah.
sure.
So they be going to be depressed and yeah. no social life and no nothing. So that's not good
yeah.
to choose that.
Right. Right.
Yeah. And you don't know if you have had it for a long time, you don't know anything else. You just
right.
live with it
it's
and
just
like
you
accept
it.
It or something like that. But you don't have
yes.
to accept it. You have a life
yeah,
to live.
Another
you don't
way.
Have to, yeah. And
yeah.
often the body also listen to the body. Many times people also focus on the pain. So they forgotten to have joy, play, fun. And the body is maybe asking for more joy, more play, more fun, more ease, more movement. And if when you start to do those things, pain will also go away. So yeah, that's also important to
yeah.
be outside the pain.
Yeah. Mm. I love that. Yes. I love
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
Well,
the
perfect.
Body is here for us. Yeah, yeah, the body is
it
here
is,
for us.
It is.
It can be
it
our best friend.
Us. Yeah, for sure. And it should be, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, I have lots of people with their hands up. So if you're ready to help some of our audience out, let's get going.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay. I will do that.
All right. Our first caller in line, your first three digits are 856. 856. You're unmuted.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. It's Lizbeth.
Hi, Lizbeth. Welcome.
Thank you. I am calling because I am having a lot of pain at my left foot. Actually, right now it has shifted to the ankle and feels like a circulation thing, my inner ankle.
Okay.
And I see, like, you know, little blood vessels that have broken there and stuff like that. But I had an episode about a week and a half ago whereby I was walking in the grocery store and suddenly, like, intense pain. And by the time I got home, I thought I had fractured some toes or something.
Wow.
And so it's still, I still have swelling, but the foot itself is better, but now the ankle.
Okay.
Can you give a number on that before Jessica works with you? Like,
yes,
10 being highest pain and 1 being not painful at all?
The toes now are probably really low, like 3. The ankle, it comes and goes. Like, it can be 0 for a little bit, and it can be, I would say though, that it's a 7 to 8 a lot of the time.
Okay. Thanks.
Thank you. Thank you so much. What was your name? I didn't hear her.
Lisette.
Okay, Lisette. Are you willing to give up? Sorry. Sorry if I say the wrong name.
It's okay.
Okay. Yeah.
I answered.
Are you willing to give up the things that creates the pain?
Yes.
Yeah. Thank you. Can ask for high school to come to you. Will you let me in so I can work with you?
Can I say yes?
Yeah, I want that. Thank you. Okay, I'll start to work. See. It's asking the pain to go down. It's also inflammation there, so it's the inflammation to go down. More. Just to clear the trauma that caused the... Okay, I'll do some psychic surgery there also, some laser. Sorry. Okay, how are you doing?
Well, when you said trauma, some tears came up, and the ankle is feeling, well, now the ankle is feeling like a little bit of coolness or something, but the middle toe, is the pain has been increasing, actually.
Yeah, sometimes it is like
that.
Yeah. Sometimes the pain goes up before it goes down. It's often do like that. So that's not. How is the pain in your ankle?
It's better. It's almost like
that's
all
great.
The other pains in the foot are flaring up now. The ankle, the ankle is better. The ankle has gone down.
Yeah.
And the top of the foot and that middle toe are really, uncomfortable.
Breathe through that. And I ask all these energies to continue to work on you until it's done under the whole call. And then you can write in if the pain goes down even more and the pain goes down in the feet and in the toes and so on.
Thank you. Yeah, the ankle has probably, now I'm trying to move it. The ankle has probably gone down to like a 3 or a 4. So thank you.
Oh, lovely. I'm so glad to hear that. You are so welcome.
Thank you. Thank
awesome.
You. Awesome.
Keep us posted. Write in. Let me know how you're doing in a little bit.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thanks, Lisbeth. Thanks.
And also, I will, Gretchen, I will also say, every mini healing is for everyone. You just can direct the energy where you have pain, so everyone gets benefit from every mini healing, okay?
Awesome. Yes, thank you for that. And also, like, Jessica, it's not uncommon for what Lisbeth experienced for pain to go up. Can you just tell us a little bit why that happens as you're working with people and as people are releasing this pain?
It is like the pain. I can't speak the English word for it. How can I explain that? I lost my words.
I put you on the spot.
It's like when the healing turns on, the pain goes
when
up.
It's activated.
So it can be, before it heals, the pain goes up. Does it explain?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
So when the healing's activated, it can cause the pain to increase before it releases. Is that right?
Yeah, exactly.
Often
things are going worse before they go down. You know, it's like the word, it's going to be chaotic first, and then it's going better. It is
okay.
The same thing with this. It is
perfect.
Different on everyone. It's different on everyone.
But it can
so
happen, right.
It can happen. So that's not, you don't have to be scared about it and worry about that. So.
Okay.
The body
and
is healing.
I like how you said breathe through it. So.
Yeah.
Because you're releasing it.
Yeah. Yes. Okay.
Awesome. All right. Let's take our next caller. Your first three digits are 303. 303, you are unmuted. 303. All right, we'll go on to the next caller. Next caller is 310. 310, you are unmuted.
Hi, it's Kanika.
Hello. Hi, Kanika. Welcome.
Yeah, thank you. I've been having lower back pain on the left side for over a year. I was going to a chiropractor. I went to a chiropractor for about 3 months, and that's when the problem started. And I'm going to a different chiropractor and having massages regularly, but I still have this like sharp pain on the lower left side.
What's the level, Kanika, right now? What, on a scale, 1
it's
to 10?
It's about, right now, it's probably about a 6.
Okay, thanks.
6. Yes, thank you. Okay, Kanika. What is that? That's your name. What's it right name now?
Yes, that was the right name, Kanika.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Okay, Kanika, are you willing to give up the things that create the pain?
Yes.
Thank you. Will you let me in so I can work with you? You can say yes if you want that.
Yes.
Thank you. You can ask for high school to come to you. Okay, thank you. Let's see how well the pain can go down for you. How many years have you had this pain?
Probably about 1.5 years.
Okay. Something happened or did it just show up?
No, I was working with a chiropractor and that's when it started.
Aha, all right then. That's a trauma then. Let's clear the trauma then. Let's create that. The pain is always there, or goes up and down, or
yes.
Take a few deep breaths. You can move your body if it's possible for you. Stand up, move your hips from side to side. And let the energy move. take a little dance here. I'm also standing up and dancing. Move my hips. Do some psychic surgery on the chair there. Do some laser. Oof. Yeah. Lots of inflammation. I will not stop to reduce the inflammation there. Move your head from side to side. How are you doing?
Good.
Good?
Yeah.
How is the pain?
Oh, it's lessening.
Excuse me?
Okay, it's lessening. Probably about a 3 right now.
Oh, great.
Yeah. Thank you.
Continue a little bit more. Let it go down even more. Oh, Okay. I will let those energies to continue to work on you through the call.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Thank you so much. You are so welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Kanika. So where are you now? Did you say a 3?
Yeah, kind of down to about a 2, almost a 2.
That's
awesome. Awesome. Dance away.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, dance away. Your body wants to move.
Thanks, Kanika, for joining.
Oh, thank you.
And those, right. Remember to drink water also, so you have the body to get rid of the body wants like to get rid of.
Yes, awesome.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, let's take our next caller in line. Your first 3 digits are 907. 907, you are unmuted.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, welcome.
Hi, thank you so much. My name is Sarah.
Hi, Sarah,
and
welcome.
Thank you so much for having us today. Just even hearing the other healings has made the issue or the symptom that I wanted to talk about even decrease just hearing the other healings. So that's so cool.
Great.
Very cool. Very, very cool.
I'm wanting help with feelings of depression and anger that were brought on or they started after an assault. And it seems like I just can't shake the depression and anger about it.
Oh, it's okay. It's okay. For how long have you had that?
The incident happened 24 years ago.
Are you willing to give up that?
Yes.
Willing to give up the depression and anger.
Yes, I want to give it all up.
Thank you. Can I ask for high school to come to you?
Yes, please.
Thank you. Ask your bears to go down in the back, especially. Breathe, breathe, breathe. I open up some more space for you because it feels like you are contracted.
Thank you.
How are you doing now?
Well, at first it kind of made me cry, but now I stood up and I'm kind of swaying back and forth.
Can you put your hands on your belly?
Yes.
Thank you. One hand on your belly, one hand on your heart. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay.
Breathe deep and breathe and breathe and breathe and breathe and breathe and breathe and breathe. Can you stand up and shake your body at the same time? Shake, 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 shake,
yeah.
Shake. Good. Shake it up. Shake your shoulders. Let the arms hang down on both sides and just shake your hands and arms. Shake your shoulders. Ground yourself. How are you doing now?
Well, I feel like I found my voice a little bit more. Rather than before, I wanted to speak, but I just kind of was cracking and crying.
Yeah.
I feel stronger.
Right. So you can do that really shake and put your hand on your heart and on your stomach and then stand up and shake your body and move, let help your body to move the energies because you are very contracted in the body and your energies. You can do that by yourself also now to help you with
okay.
that. So yeah, and I will let the energies to continue to work on you under this call, okay?
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
You are so welcome. Thank you for being here. Thank you.
Yes,
thank you
joining.
For being here.
Oh, thank you.
Awesome. Take another caller if you're ready, Jessica.
Yes, absolutely. Let's do that.
All right. Our next caller in line, your first three digits are 203. 203. You are unmuted.
Hello?
Hello. Welcome.
Hello. Welcome.
Yeah, hi. Oh, hi. My name is Anne. I'm calling you.
Hi, Anne.
Hi, Anne.
I think I experienced some both insights and relief of some situations here. During the other calls, like the other girl said,
right.
I've experienced back pain, not excruciating, but it's getting to be chronic over the past year, among other things. I get it more tired. And I thought it was because here and there I have fallen. Let's say I slipped on something in the house and then I'm here by myself. I might have to pull on something to get myself back up, and I might have strained myself. But when you were doing the healing on Tanika, I remember that I fell on my back when I was 7. We were spinning around, holding hands, And I fell on concrete, and I had a concussion too.
Oh my God!
So I'm beginning to think it could be related to that. Okay.
Yes, absolutely. Mm. I get goosebumps when you say that. So yeah.
So now that's I get it. If I'm dry cleaning, or if I do like extended like grocery shopping or something, I get tired. Yeah. I'm older now. I get tired. Yeah. But yeah. I'm used to walking too, and then my sinuses. Well, I've been working on my sinuses, but that's essentially what's going on.
Yeah,
I've had a lot of dental things too.
Where would you say your pain level is right now, Anne?
Like
on a level 1 to 10, 5. Thank you.
5. Okay.
Thank you, Gretchen.
Let's see then, Anne. How low can it be after we are finished? Yeah. So, are you willing to give up the things that create the pain?
Yeah.
You say yes if you want that. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
Can ask for how it's good to come to you.
Yeah.
Will you let me in so I can work with you? We can say yes if you want that.
Yes. Yeah.
Thank you. Ooh. Oh, boy. We start to clear all the trauma, clear out all the inflammation. A few deep breaths. Can you do that for me? Thank you. Can you stand up? Thank you. Move your hips and shoulders. Shoulders up and down, hips from side to side. Yes, I will do some laser. Can you also? Move your head from side to side. Thank you. Oh, it's stiff. How are you doing then?
It's moving. I can sense that it's moving.
Right. The energy is moving. Okay, how is the pain? No, thank you.
Yes, it's much less.
Great.
I'm not sensing. Well, that's what I thought. When it moves around like that, it could be emotional. Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Awesome.
You are so welcome.
Awesome, Anne.
Thank you. Thank
you.
Good job.
I will let it,
thanks.
I will let energy to continue to work on you.
Okay.
Awesome.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Anne.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Very cool.
Ah.
You'll need a nap
after
this.
Yeah,
my
Lord. I'm getting a little bit dizzy. I'm in a roller coaster.
Such great stuff, though.
Yeah. Yes. Things are happening here on the call, I tell ya.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
Yeah.
All right. So Lizbeth wrote back in and said her ankle is feeling better, but her middle toe and top of her foot feel worse, like almost like it's immobilized. Will this clear with time?
Yeah, and I will continue to work on her, yeah.
Okay.
So take it easy,
awesome.
And drink water, and take care of yourself, and listen to your body. So
awesome.
Can, if you have possibility to lay down and put your legs up a little bit.
Mm. Very good. Thank you. All righty. Let's take another caller. And
yeah.
Their first three digits are 773. 773, you're unmuted.
Hi, this is Nora, and I resonate with quite a few of your callers. So the whole like womb area, the hips, the low back, the womb area in the front as well, and it radiates down to my right knee, and then the neck, and it radiates down to my right shoulder to the wrist.
Yeah. Okay. How high is the pain on the scale from 1 to 10? Is it different in
Right now, I would say the low back right side is about a 4. And then my neck, I woke up with maybe a 6 or 7. But that's gone down with what you're doing.
Great.
So that might be a 2 now, or 3.
Oh, great. Thank you. Okay. Okay, Laura, are you willing to give up the things that created the pain?
Oh, yes.
Thank you. Will you let me in so I can work with you?
Yes.
Thank you. can ask for high school to come to you.
Yes.
Thank you. Okay, Laura.
It's moving fast on my right low back. It's moving out.
Right. Yes, I can see that. It's like. Yes, you are really ready for that. Yes, you was ready for that. Yes. Yes. Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Wow. Yeah.
Wow. It's totally different energy in your whole back right now. No.
Oh, yes, I feel it.
The tingling and goosebumps. Your body wants to play and move.
Yes, I know. I love dancing.
Yes.
I miss it.
Awesome. Yes, well, it is like I can feel it. Oh, well, I hear the music in the background. Dance with me,
mama.
Dance with me.
I am.
I love it. Ooh.
Oh.
I feel like I'm, cry with the joy chairs, or what do you say? Cry
yes.
Of joy. It's like a relief.
I
from,
that.
Wow. Oh. Let's leave that.
Oh my God.
Ooh. Thank you for being so wonderful.
Aww. Thank you.
Beautiful.
Thank you, Nora. Awesome.
Thank you.
Oh, you're making me cry with tears of joy.
Yeah. I cry and laugh at the same time. Yep. That's a relief.
Good job, Nora. Very, very good.
Huge. Thank you.
Yeah.
Enjoy.
Yeah. Be kind. Be really, really kind to yourself now, if you and listen to your body. And, yeah. Yeah. Wow. Thank you so much.
Awesome. Thanks, Nora, for joining.
Oh, yes, thank you.
Thank you.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Mm. Wow. Beautiful. Awesome.
Yeah,
Jessica, you're awesome. Thank you. Good stuff. Good stuff. All right. Let's take one more caller, our next caller in line. Your first three digits are 503. 503. You are unmuted.
Hi there. This is Kristen.
Hi, Kristen. Welcome.
Hi. Wow, this call is great. Thank you. I'm so happy that I got picked. Yeah, I have sort of an area like spleen, pancreas, stomach that I don't know. It's sort of related to my sister has a lot of like toxic energy and cords in, and it's also. Yeah, and I just haven't seemed to be able to break it. So I think that's really, I don't know. I was having a lot of, like, body pain in general and just went on thyroid replacement, too, which has helped a lot. But maybe thyroid area, too, and the low back pain and knee pain.
Hmm. So from a scale from 1 to 10, can you?
Let's see. I mean, it's getting better with the, because I've been working on it during the call. But
great.
Probably like maybe a 6 in the sort of lower rib cage, like left lower diaphragm area. Feels kind of like a knife or something.
Hmm. Okay. Yes. Let's see what we can create here. Okay, Kirsten, are you willing to give up the things that creates the pain?
Yes.
Good. Will you let me so I can work with you?
Yes, please.
Thank you. Can I ask for you to come to you? Right. Thank you. Yeah, pop it out. Like toxic. My God. Can you stand up? Shake your body. Breathe. That's good. Off your breath to go down, especially in the back. More. Great. Oh, that goosebump over my body. Move your hips. How are you doing?
I just burped a few times, so that's probably pretty good. Like releasing from stomach area.
Good. Exactly.
Oh.
more relaxation. I can feel more relaxation.
Yeah. Like I can breathe again, something like that.
So feeling sort of, their energies are working. It's kind of moving, and I feel sort of a sharp pain behind my ribs now. But I feel like it's releasing, like it's been very tight and like a plaque.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's great if you cough it, it's like the body wants to cough it out. Good.
Awesome. How are you doing, Kristen?
I've released a lot of energy. I still kind of feel like that plaque still moving, but it feels definitely better than it did, and much clearer.
Awesome.
Yeah. I will let the energies continue to work on me. So drink a lot of water, so cleanse out the body. Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
Thank you so
thank
much.
Thank you. Thanks, Kristen. Good job. Awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jessica. This is awesome. Wow, we released a lot. Good job.
Like
wow,
the tornado
that was great.
Coming. Like that.
It was, and you could just feel each one releasing more and more. At least for me, I did. I got to feel myself releasing more and more. So Lizbeth wrote back in and said she cleared a lot with the last caller. So thank you. I did too. So thank you.
Good.
Yeah. Good job.
Yeah.
All right, everybody. So like I said, Jessica's offer is open through Friday. So you have a couple of days to decide. Listen to the replay again when you get a chance. I'm sure that more will be released at that time. If you have questions, let us know. And Jessica, is there anything you want to say before we end today? So is there anything you want to add, my dear, before we end today's call?
I'm so grateful to be here and so grateful for everyone who was vulnerable and, to share their what they
have.
Me
too. Me too. You guys
changed the fuck. Yeah,
you guys opened it up for all of us. So I am also grateful for all of you that had your mini session with Jessica today, because you opened the door for all of us. So thank you for that.
Exactly.
And
that's amazing when
you.
It is like that. Yeah, thank you so much. It was fun to be here.
Love
again.
Having you here. Yes, loved having you here. You're a joy and you're so stinking cute. So thank you for being here with us. All right, everyone. Thanks so much. Thanks for being here, and hope you have a wonderful day and rest of your week. Thanks, Jessica. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.